Joe Wilson proposes to display bust of Volodymyr Zelensky in Capitol building. By Sean Moran on January 11, 2023. Representative Joe Wilson, RSC, sponsored legislation to display a bust of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in the Capitol building. Wilson sponsored H.R.E.S. 10, which would direct the Fine Arts Board to obtain a bust of the President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, for display in the House of Representatives wing of the United States Capitol. Resolved, that the House of Representatives directs the Fine Arts Board to obtain a bust of the President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, for display in a suitable permanent location in the House of Representatives wing of the United States Capitol. The bill has been referred to the Committee on House Administration. Wilson is a vehement supporter of Ukraine's battle with Russia. Wilson helped lead a congressional delegation to Ukraine in December. Wilson, along with Representative Steve Cohen, DTN, sponsored a resolution to boot Russia off of the United Nations Security Council. Zelensky recently delivered a special message of peace during the Golden Globes show on Tuesday. Although there is a growing movement to oppose unending aid to Ukraine and entanglement in that conflict, many Republicans and Democrats continue to show unwavering support for Ukraine. While Congress has authorized more than $110 billion in American taxpayer money to be sent to Ukraine, much of the funding is ending up in the hands of highly powerful and well-connected Defense Department contractors like Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Raytheon, General Dynamics, and Northrop Grumman, all of which are donors to Wilson. In the 2022 midterm election cycle alone, the nation's largest defense contractors gave tens of thousands to Wilson through corporate-funded political action committees, POCs. For instance, BAE Systems gave $10,000, Raytheon gave $8,000, Boeing gave $8,000, Lockheed Martin gave $6,000, General Dynamics gave $5,000, and Northrop Grumman gave $5,000. Senator Angus King, AMI, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said on Monday that America should continue aiding Ukraine until Russia's Vladimir Putin is out. "I believe we should remain there until Putin is out," King said, although it remains unclear if he means until Russia is out of Ukrainian territory or until Putin is out of power. The Maine senator referred to the conflict in Ukraine as our fight because he said history allegedly suggests that Putin would not stop at Ukraine. He proceeded to compare Putin's conflict with Ukraine to Adolf Hitler's actions before World War II. "I don't see this as a long, 20-year struggle which we saw in Afghanistan. Here we have a strong government, a strong armed services that are fighting on their own with our help," King said. He continued, "But protecting democracy, freedom and confronting authoritarianism, as President Zelensky said in his address to Congress, isn't charity. It's an investment." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.